Shri Sai Ram. On the occasion of the Ladies' Day celebration 2016, dearest Swami, we pray to you to shine forth in us and illumine the path to the one true light, you, and spread love and bliss all around. Sai Ram, we request Madam Chetna Raju and Madam Madhuri to light the deepam at the holy altar and begin the proceedings of the day.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my most loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Respected elders, esteemed guests, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram, and a warm welcome to this auspicious occasion of Ladies' Day Celebrations 2016. For the morning session today, we have the privilege of listening to a couple of speakers. The first speaker is Mrs. Chetna Raju. Mrs. Raju has had a lifelong association with Bhagwan, blessed to be a member of his very own family. She completed her schooling in the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar, Hyderabad. She went on to pursue her higher studies in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandpur campus, where she obtained a master's in philosophy. After completing her education, Mrs. Raju has founded the Silicon Systems and Software Incorporation in Detroit, Michigan, in the United States of America, where she currently serves in the position of the CEO. She is also the managing director of Arvind Refractories. Additionally, Mrs. Raju is a member trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Ishwaramma Women's Welfare Trust. And while in this capacity, she has been managing the trust affairs for the last 10 years. Despite her many achievements and successes, Mrs. Raju considers it her privilege to be in Bhagwan's service. With this, I would like to invite Mrs. Chetna Raju to the podium to address this gathering on the Ladies' Day occasion.
Om Shri Sai Ram. With reverence, humility and gratitude, I offer my loving pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dignitaries, guests, students, greetings to you all on this occasion of Ladies' Day. After 2 decades of celebrations that we've had on 19th, we gather here today again to understand that Bhagwan has started long time ago various activities for women, Mahila Vibhags in the organization, institutions, schools, to encourage women participation in all areas, like in teaching, taking up professional fields, to get possible education, continue to learn from scriptures, literature, history, to understand human experience as best as we can, so that we will learn to understand the innate and immanent divinity in every one of us. Through his teachings, we understand the most important thing in our lives is to live with integrity, honesty, dignity and live with life infused with human values, live with love and compassion. I must say, swimming against the current, women have tried to speak louder to get their voices heard all along history. Satyasai organizations, both in India and overseas, have been set up. Various institutions have sprung up in the name of Bhagwan, which also includes the one and very one women's trust, which is blessed and initiated by Bhagwan at Prashanta Nilayam, Sri Satyasai Ishrama Women's Welfare Trust, the one and only one in the world that has been initiated, blessed, and Swami saw to it for years that we run it well. In His blessings and in His presence, a lot of works have been taken in shape. This is to say that we must learn to serve the poor and needy and realize service to mankind is service to God. Bhagwan entrusted several duties to perform, and as women, we all know our strength individually and also in collective. Swami always encouraged and cared for our independence and expects us to keep up to the culture and dignity of life. There is a saying that goes like this: when order crumbles, mystery rises. We are on a journey into the mystery and potential at the intersection of women, spirituality, and transformative leadership. Sri Satyasai organizations celebrate 19th of every month in India as well as all over the globe, year after year, month after month, dedicated to women and women activities and welfare. I would like to recall and remind ourselves once again, the very first Ladies' Day, 2 decades ago, was initiated here by Bhagwan, and I recall that he said in the discourse that the celebration of the day will go on forever. Almost about 14 years ago, Bhagwan sent a message to late Srimati Sarala Shah, wife of Mr. Indulal Shah, the very first founder members of Sri Satyasai organization, blessed by Bhagwan, who have dedicated their lives to Swami. He said to her, question to him, that she was weak, she could not handle organizing the Ladies' Day or looking to the matters of the organization. It is my fortune, I must say. Swami thought I was in His heart. Swami thought of me and asked her to take me for assistance. And in her Swami's guidance and with her help, and I must also recall Mrs. Ratanlal, as many of you know, Mrs. Shauri, Mrs. Munnikol, organizations from India and also from abroad have been taking part in this holy occasion for long years now. From this platform, Prashanta Nilayam, in the Divine Presence, I take the opportunity to invite many brilliant threads of feminine leadership into the emerging platform for transformation.
Sisters,
I must tell you various occasions that I have had with Bhagwan at his lotus feet, the interactions, the guidance, the insights that he has given. All that I know one today is these posts, trust, organizations, management are nothing, because we are after all devotees of Bhagwan. We aspire to be devotees of Bhagwan, and between him and us there is no intermediary. And our only purpose is Bhagwan and Bhagwan himself. Our only connection is one to one, heart to heart, as Swami always said. Several individuals over the years, especially last 4 years, have been asking me several questions, both in India and during my travel in the United States and various parts of the country. They have so many doubts after post Swami, so much of confusion. They have contacted through emails, through telephone calls, and what is also called as WhatsApp. Several questions have been raised, and I understand the most important question everybody wants to know and ask: what is it that is new that needs to be birthed now for women? What are the possibilities that can flow from shared wisdom? There is something very powerful in unity, as Bhagwan always said. There are women of faith affiliated with a particular religion. There are others who are women of spirit who live their spiritual lives in the spaces between organized religion after blending spiritual tradition. Yet there are other women who only take the spiritual path without the distinction of anything. And as women who follow Satya Sai path, I'm sure you all agree. Many of you, many of us share the urgency about being of service to the planet at the time of uncertainty and transition. Dear sisters, this is a potent moment for women, a portal that has been opened by the turbulence of the world around us. Today, I sincerely request all the women to join your hands, lend your time and energies for the purpose. I would also like to say, it is my pleasure today to announce, in view of this day 19th, which is celebrated India and abroad, Satya Sai Global Women, a strategic thinking tank which will mentor and drive women activities globally in a cohesive manner, maximizing women potential, takes birth today. This will also work towards involving global women who are devotees of God, who are devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, in all service activities. A core group members met yesterday. Plans have been chalked out for a few months now, and we have formed a core group. I would take the pleasure to announce the names. The core group members of Sri Satya Sai Global Women are Dr. Mrs. Haima Reddy from United States, Mrs. Shakuntala Daswani, Italy, Mrs. Jyoti Badlani from Australia, Mrs. Shalini Raju Daswani from Hong Kong. Mrs. Deepa Singh, Country Presidency Sathisai Organization, Thailand. Dr. Vijayalakshmi Ravindran, Active Participant, Sri Sathisai International Organization, Malaysia. Mrs. Indra Ashok Kalwani, Mahila Coordinator, Indonesia. Mrs. Simran Rajesh, Mahila Coordinator, Indonesia. Rani Java, very old devotee, Bangalore. Mrs. Soundarya Krishnamurti from Chennai. Ms. Professor Madhu Kapani, Director of Anantapur Campus. Mrs. Padmasini Rainengar, a very old devotee. The entire family dedicated their lives in service to Bhagwan. Mrs. Chitra Mirpuri from Morocco. And I consider it as my great honor to be a part of this core group. Invitations have been extended to other potential members, and we are awaiting their confirmation in response. This group, to start with, believes, whether you consider it is as a revolution or a contribution or sincerity and love for Baba, the group feels and has the conviction and faith that whatever works that we take up in any manner, manasa vacha karmena, in purity of thought, word and deed, we will take Sri Sathya Sai banner all around the globe. There are some questions raised regarding taking the name of Sri Sathya Sai. I hear in particular situations where we don't want to say Sri Sathya Sai name, but we want to say human values are practiced when we go for service. What is the need for saying Sathya Sai? On one hand, I have been to places in Middle East where even by uttering a different name other than Islam and Allah, you should fear death. There are ardent devotees who are still conducting bhajans in their basement with the faith and conviction when you take Sri Sathya Sai, despite all the fears around you, in whichever country, whichever place, Swami will protect us. Dear sisters, I would like to ask you today, Swami has given us so much. What are we doing for His, continuing for His legacy? Do we agree that no matter how difficult sometimes even the countries or places where we visit, even if it is difficult to take Swami's name, are we ready to take Sri Sathya Sai everywhere? Are we ready? Yes. Girls, say it loud. You are the torch bearers for tomorrow. Are we ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Swami, I always, these days, I think of this verse even more. Bhagwan said, Dhaname daivam baiye, darpambe matamaiye, swartame buddhi ki sthanamaiye, ahamu fashionaiye, asa andamaiye, dharmambu vammaiye dhatri lona, vammaiye dhatri lona. Meaning, wealth has become God, pride has become a religion, selfishness has become the seat of intellect, ego has become a fashion, greed has become a beauty. Dayamu heenam baiye, nayamu sunyam baiye, kapatame jeevula kantulaiye, ప్రేమానురాగముల్ రోగాల పాలయ్యే, బ్రతుకు బరువయ్యే మతులన్నీ గతులు తప్పే. బాగు చేసిన ఏ గతి జగతియగును, విద్యయందున నైతిక విలువ చేర్చి భారతీయ ధర్మంబు పడరయ్యా. స్వామి సేస్ మీనింగ్ రైటియస్నెస్ హెస్ బికమ్ జీరో ఆన్ అర్త్, కంపాషన్ హెస్ డిక్లైన్డ్, జస్టిస్ హెస్ వానిష్డ్, హిపోక్రసీ హెస్ బికమ్ ద లైట్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్. లవ్ అండ్ అఫెక్షన్ ఆర్ అఫ్లిక్టెడ్ విత్ డిసీజెస్. ద హార్ట్ ఈజ్ డివాయిడ్ of righteousness. What will happen to the world if you delay any more and do not act immediately? Add morality to education and imbibe Indian culture and behavior, Swami says. Dear sisters, Bhagwan has initiated and blessed some institutions, some organizations directly, some trusts have come into existence. They are nothing. The posts the people hold in the trusts or organizations are nothing compared to Bhagwan himself. Swami also said, showing five fingers like this, if you want to achieve, the hand wants to achieve anything that it has to, it needs all the five fingers. In the same manner, we need unity, as always Swami said throughout in all his discourses, unity amidst the organizations, trusts, here or anywhere else, to achieve these kind of goals. It is not required to chop one finger or the other for the gain of any other. We all have to work in unity and obedience to Swami alone. At this juncture, I must say it is very difficult to comprehend many acts of Swami. It is difficult to say what God has in his plans. After he left his physical body, there cannot be consolation from anywhere outside. The only consolation is to fall back on his teachings. We need the strength and renewal of mental energy to the enormous task of Swami's legacy. With this note, dear sisters, I request you that let us understand the truth, this truth. Swami's teachings are alone important in our lives, and make our efforts to focus on this truth and do all that we can, all that we should, in a spirit of humility, and offer our works to Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, madam, for highlighting the invaluable role and contribution of women in sanctifying life, to say the least, and the importance that Bhagwan has given to the same. Thank you, ma'am, for your inspiring words. Now I have the pleasant duty of introducing the next speaker for the day, Miss Suniti Khastgar. Miss Khastgar is the daughter of late Sri Chitta Narayan Khastgar and late Justice Srimati Padma Khastgar. Miss Khastgar began her education in Calcutta University, where she pursued her master's degree in science. She then completed her master's in business studies in marketing from Jadavpur University in Calcutta. She later went on to pursue a master's course in business administration in strategy and international business from the University of Edinburgh in the United Kingdom. Ms. Kasthadar has had rich corporate experience spanning 23 years while working with companies such as ITC Limited, Taj Group of Hotels and Tata Steel. Currently, Ms. Kasthadar works as a freelance artist and curator with exhibitions and artworks on display in India and many other countries around the world. She is the founder of Art at S Factor, which is primarily involved in the creation and promotion of artists, and has raised money for acid attack survivors and children suffering from cancer through her Art with a Heart project. Ms. Kasthadar is the core member of the Narrative Movements, which is a global group of over 150 artists from nearly 60 countries that work in collaboration to build cross-border knowledge sharing and focus on the promotion of global harmony through art. She's also an administrator of the FACTS Foundation, which is an organization of volunteer artists and other professionals from several countries that strives for the advancement of local art and community development by working at the grassroots level with socio-economically disadvantaged artists and children. Apart from her continued involvement with the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization, Ms. Kasthadar has participated in many service activities with different organizations over time. In this regard, she has had the privilege of interacting and doing seva with Mother Teresa since she was a teenager. With little regard to her rich and fulfilling life, Ms. Kasthadar insists that she only be introduced as a humble devotee and daughter of Bhagwan, which she maintains is her only true identity. It is now my pleasure to welcome Madam to the podium and address us.
My beloved mother and father, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, he's my million mother and father. I place my heart at your lotus divine feet. Respected elders, my pranams to you. My sisters, brothers, young children, my love. Om Sai Ma. Today is an honest gift from Bhagwan to us as the Ladies' Day. His way of showing us the path, reinforcing the role of women. So I choose to greet you all with Om Sai Ma. So it is going to be Om Sai Ma, not Om Sai Ram today. So can I say Om Sai Ma together? Yes. I'm still at a daze, so I'm going to ramble that why Baba chose me, this simple child of his, to speak on this auspicious day in front of this August gathering. I'm neither a spiritual pundit or a great learned person. I'm just your humble daughter. Actually, I'm your problem child. Forever, he has been chasing me to lose weight and get married. I've always been his problem child. And he's given me this honor to stand in front of you. I have been his miracle. Because of the first darshan, today I'm an example of his miracle, of his first darshan. With the first bit of vibhuti, he cured me of an incurable disease. And today you are seeing me at the age of 54 plus, heart and healthy, and as big as fat as ever, as he always wanted me. It is a tremendously emotional day for me. So pardon me if I break down sometime. Because on the first Ladies' Day, he gave the honor to my late mother to speak on the inaugural day of First Ladies' Day. And today, after nearly two decades, Bhagwan, I don't know what plans you have for me, you give me this honor. So I actually haven't come prepared. I just jotted down some random thoughts from my heart. So it's not my mind speaking or my voice speaking, or it's my heart speaking. So please bear with me for my ramblings. I'm going to share my thoughts, which I feel very passionate about. And this passion has been ingrained in me from childhood by very close personal interactions with Bhagwan Baba and my parents.
Whenever there is a women's oriented discussion in any forum, we talk of the great women achievers, the trailblazers of our history and society. We also call ourselves strong women achievers because we were fortunate to be born in a good family. We got the gift of education without fighting for it. We got the gift of career. We got the gift of money, food and clothes. So we think we are achievers. But I think the real strong women are the ones like the flower girls who sit outside the ashram gate, the domestic helpers, the stone breakers of the quarry workers, the street children, the street women, the women who work in 40, 45 degrees in the mines. These are the strong women. They are under abject poverty. They struggle to run a family. They bear children. They do all the domestic work. They wake up at the dawn and go out to work. They struggle for running the family. Then they are subject to domestic violence and social abuse. And do you still see their faces and their eyes? You see the smile. You see the serenity in their eyes. Like every time in the morning I go for the Ganesh Darshan and I see those girls. I know some of them personally since children. But the smile they give you actually lightens up my day. These are the strong women. I really want to salute all those strong women. These are the little devis. They are the devis who are living alive in this world. And I want to salute them. And I feel passionately that we fellow women have a duty to serve them, take care of them, and honor them. We have to honor them because they have earned the honor more than we have earned ourselves. We are privileged. My gender says I am a woman, and accordingly I have to play my role in society. However, does the soul have a gender? Does the intellect, capability, emotions, values have a gender? No. So for me, every day is a lady's day. Every day Bhagwan is giving us another chance. The privilege to be a woman, a human. He's giving us another chance. So we need to celebrate every day as a woman's day. To be a mother. Yes, one doesn't need to give birth to experience motherhood. I'm a single woman. I never gave birth to a child. But I have experienced motherhood. How do you do that? When you give birth to everyone from your heart. That's what it is. So you can be a mother. Everyone is a mother when you give love from your heart and take care of them. And that is motherhood. As Bhagwan says, women have a crucial role in individual and social uplift. They are the makers of the home, the nation, and the world. They are the mothers who shape the generation to come. So they must enshrine in their hearts the spiritual urge towards light, love, wisdom, and bliss. So every one of us have to take the role. We are the mother race. And mother race means the race of love. Pure love, sacrifice and seva. I was born in a family where my gender was a non-issue. There was no differentiation between my brother and me. And the same status was given to me by Bhagwan. Sometimes I feel both Bhagwan and my mother had greater expectations from me rather than my brother. Even though he's Swami's student, he's a great achiever. And he's an alumni who's doing so well. But somehow I felt every time Bhagwan actually looked at me and my mother. And my mother looked at me saying, they expected more from me. I still remember in an interview room here, that I wept that my male-dominated workplace. I worked in the steel industry and mining industry. So here is a non-engineer and a non-male going into that industry was hard. I cried and cried, and I would tell that Swami I don't get respect from them. He bent forward. He really came out of the chair, really bent forward, held my hand, looked deeply into my eyes, and said, "You don't work for them, you work for me, and I respect you." And this is the message which I think he has given everyone. We work for Swami and he respects us. Do you know how, I get goosebumps every time I think about that. That this is the honor God gives us respect. Doesn't matter if society doesn't. Doesn't matter which some uneducated man or some other men society doesn't give us respect. We have God's respect. What else do you need? He again said, where there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. When there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. Have we realized the role we have to play? Is this the role for a weak and inferior, as society says? Is this a role for women who needs protection? No. It is the fundamental basis, the seed, the root of great global transformation from each and every corner, from each and every one of us. And this way we will transform, when we transform ourselves, that we are the seed, we are the root for global harmony. Harmony is not just non-transient, non-controversial cohabitation, which we call happiness. Harmony is with the harmony between thoughts, value systems, words, actions in a consistent manner. Consistency is the word. We have to realize that we are actually the pillars of society, and each and every one of us are drivers of change. We are the drivers of change. We are the drivers of transformation. That is something which each and every one of us have to take. Eat, sleep, drink, breathe, that we have to change. And how do we do this? Bhagwan has chartered the easiest path for us. Service to mankind is service to God and sealing on desire. The only path in this Kali Yuga for realizing divinity. Bhagwan says, do not believe that you, by any means of seva, you can reform or reshape the world. You may or may not, that does not matter. The real value of seva, the most visible result, is that it reforms you, reshapes you. Do seva as a sadhana, then you will be happy. So actually he said this to his wife, because from self-transformation you transform the world. But he warns us that when we are doing the seva, we should not have that ego that we are doing seva. Then the seva gets negated. Little acts of service can confirm you on you great spiritual benefits, Baba says. First it will destroy your ego and develop you into the quality of humility. Humility will then enable you to work happy, unison with others. That is harmony. That's what we call harmony. You have heard, and Swami always likens our mind as mad monkeys jumping from here to here. What we need to make this mad monkey to constantly think of seva and sealing on desires. Go crazy. What seva can I do? How can I that mad monkey will only think of seva and sealing on desire. Every time we need to constantly think passionately, deep from our hearts and guts about seva. Every little minute of our life, waking life, we should think of seva. During the last youth conference, a youth had voiced his dilemma of balancing his life and his spiritual life. How can that be different? It's a choice. Either you choose the materialistic life or spiritual life. Spiritual life is seva life. It is the way of life. It's a way of life we can walk. The way we cannot live without our breath, every time when you breathe and breathe out, similarly, we cannot live without seva. Think seva every conscious moment. You must be thinking, what is this mad woman rambling about? Don't we have other things to do? In Baba's words, you can please sigh only by performing your duties to the fullest. Serving society whenever and wherever you get the opportunity. Service is not limited to serving individuals. Any action that benefits the country is service. One should experience divinity through the service rendered. There is no distinction between acts of service. It is immaterial whether you are serving the poor or the rich. You should be able to serve anyone, any place, under any circumstances. Actually, in my mind, seva is very easy. Some great, great seva can be done from your home and workplace. This is what, when we were discussing last evening, that Sai Global Woman. Whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're working in the Sai organization or any other organization, little, little ways you can do. Some small examples. We can do over and above the Sai organization seva, which is a structured seva way, is little drive ceiling on desire at our home, our family and the community. Little example, I will not have a birthday party. I don't need that birthday present. Tell your friends and relatives, I don't need that present. In my name or anyone's name, buy that. Go and give it. I don't need that extra sari. But with that money, maybe 10 children will get clothes. So women have to drive ceiling on desire. Desire is, and can even we eat a little less? What does it do? It reduces consumption. It sustains the needy. It is also helps the your own personal health also. So everyone benefits from it. Even desire of 1 hour less sleep, or a little bit of television time, or a little bit of socializing. If we can channelize that from our home of educating the illiterate or a child. Or spend quality time with the old, the lonely. Depression is random in our country, world. Spend some time with the depressed or the terminally ill. That is also seva. It's sealing your desire to leisure of sleeping or watching television, which you can focus on that. Can you imagine the multiplier effect we will have in transformation? For example, like after today, if we 1 lakh or 1 million women pledge that we are going to all donate blood for Swami, can you imagine then about even globally there'll be million blood donors? We will inspire that person. Then we can say, Swami, next we were going to pledge our eyes for Swami. We don't have to do anything in our living while we are alive. We all can become organ donors. That is only after we leave our body. But can you imagine we can have so many organ donors? Just by a simple, small decision. Where we can get a mega impact and give life to people, help people's life. We can also work with our colleagues and friends, help one person for de-addiction, whether it's smoking, alcohol, drugs, or anything. And when these small steps of acts will inspire the others, and you rope in your family members and friends, they also do it, then can you imagine the multiplier effect? From 1 lakh blood donors, it can become 1 million blood donors to 1 billion blood donors. From 1 lakh organ donors to 10 lakh organ donors. From 1 lakh educate children or an illiterate person, that can go up to 10 lakhs. So can you imagine the multiplier effect women can do so easily? Men can also do it. It is that women can do it so, so easily. Sitting at your home while you're doing your everyday life. Can you imagine the magnitude of seva? As they say, the little drops of water which makes the mighty ocean. We do it with humility and ego, but we have to be the inspiration also. And that is what is the dream of Sai Global Women to do. So are you all with me? Us? Are you also Sai Global Women? I haven't heard it. Has the devotees in New York hearing it? Huh? Where is it? Come on, passion. We are women. We are strong. We are famous. We are told that we can shout. So we will shout through our hearts. Let us do this together with pure passion and make a global impact from our little corners to the world. We need to do more than just the Ladies' Day function, and that is what the dream we are coming with. And that is what is not our dream. It wouldn't have come into our minds if Swami didn't plant it. So it is Swami's message which has come to so many of us women, because all of them are coming and saying, let's do something together. We need to do more. So it is not these august ladies who are saying it. It is Swami has gone and set the message to all of us that we need to do something. So let's take this challenge and be the change. It is actually very, very easy. Lastly, I would like to end this appealing to my brothers and my elders that you have to be the inspiration in your community to break the social bias that women are weaker, they need protection, hence restricting these women. Protection is not permanent. Protection is not permanent. Protection is not required if men take the preventive action, as we in management say, to change the short-sighted mindset of society. You have to change the thinking of your brothers to respect women physically, psychologically, and intellectually. Let them be the wing of equal strength of the bird that soars high. Our Lord reincarnated in a man's body and showed you men the path by instituting this day to drive the realization that every day is a ladies' day. You need to drive the change in our community. We are privileged that we have Baba to guide us. They don't have. So we have to take this message of Baba to the men of other society to respect women. Women don't need protection. We need a society where women can walk with the head held high without any protection. I don't know whether I've gone off my time. Yeah, okay. So I'm thankful to God for blessing me at this birth as a woman and to be brought up as Bhagwan Satyasai Baba's daughter and an equal member of society. The honor of being a pillar of a society, I salute to all the women in this pillar of society. Om, my pranams and my love to all of you. Om Sai Ma.
That was a beautiful rendering and encouragement for women. Thank you, Rosie. She goes by popular name Rosie. Suniti Kastagir. It is my pleasure to request this person who doesn't need any introduction, who is an ardent devotee of Bhagwan for long decades, and who is very well known around the world for her singing performances, Dana Gillespie, to share a few words with us. She's performed in the Divine Presence various many times. Swami always loved her concert. Madam, I would like you to share a few words. And also, I know you're not prepared with an orchestra. Please sing a song for us in the Divine Presence.
Dearest beloved Swami, and of course, dear Sai brothers and sisters, especially sisters, because it's your day. But as Rosie said, every day is kind of ladies' day. You know, when Chetna asked me last night and I'd staggered bleary-eyed and sleepless from the plane from London if I would do a song, I happily said yes, and I was thinking, I'm no band, but that doesn't really matter. It got me thinking about Ladies' Day as I have experienced it every year. I was here when the first Ladies' Day was announced, and I watched it go through all the various dramas. When Swami was here, it would be the drama of handing out saris, who's going to get one and what color is it this year. And one year, Swami even gave suitcases to lots of people. The whole of the Monday was packed with red suitcases, and he's handing them out to people. And then one year, we were all given a little book called Seven Great Women Who Changed the World. And I opened this book, and to my amazement, one of the women in this small book was my great-great-great-great aunt. Her name was Elizabeth Fry, and for people from Britain, her face adorned the £5 note for many, many years, but about 6 weeks ago she was taken off and replaced by our famous English politician Winston Churchill. But she was famous for changing prison reform, and even she was around in 1880, and in those days life for women was particularly bad, especially in terms of prison, because women would be sent to prison for far lesser crimes than a man would, and sometimes maybe they'd been stealing, but it was perhaps just to feed their family. So I was thinking, you know, I was amazed to see this woman actually in the book, and all my relations back in England, they all have a picture of Elizabeth Fry on the wall. And I'm thinking I'm probably the least qualified to get up and talk about anything to do with Ladies' Day, because I've been a professional singer for over 50 years, and all I've ever done is work with men. It's mostly, as my life is, with 95% of them is men. It's slowly changing, but it's very, very slow. But I kept thinking about how women can change the world in small ways. They don't have to be so great that they appear on a £5 British note. They can change the ways just by being happy when they chop the vegetables at home. I always make sure that I never cook anything with a miserable, horrible feeling like smashing up a tomato or something. It's got to be happy. I said this last year, that Swami once said to me, do you want to ask me a question? And I'm definitely not one of those people that ever said, oh, Swami, I want a wife for my son or something. Because, like Rosie, I'm overweight and unmarried, and it's quite nice to be that way. So I could only think of saying to Swami, well, what is the point of this life? What is the point of it all? And he just said to me, play the game, be happy. So I repeat this very often. These are five very important words, but I especially say it to women, to ladies, because sometimes we have quite a tough road. As I said, I'm out working with men, but I'm still having to carry my own suitcase, and one of the musicians will let the door swing in my face rather than open it for me, because you have to be as strong as men, and that means actually being stronger. So I've been asked to sing a song, and then I can do it into this microphone. It's okay. Normally, as you know, I like to wander around there, but I'll be respectful for Ladies' Day and stand here. I'd like to go back to, I don't know how many years ago it was, I was part of a choir that sang for Ladies' Day, and three different ladies, of which I was one, was asked to choose a song and rehearse with the ladies. And I sort of put together a song that I'd heard a bit of a peace mantra that Ravi Shankar had done, which you can actually hear on an album live at the Kremlin in Moscow. And I took a little bit of his melody, and I got my bit of the choir to hum together, and then we sang it all together. And it proves to me that when women, or when anybody does something all together, how marvelous it can sound, because I'm going to start this song humming on my own, because unless there are any of you women that were here in those days in the choir, you can sing with me, but probably I'll have to do it on my own. And the words you will know, because they're Swami's famous words. So I'd just like to finish with this. Mm-hmm. Start the day with love, spend the day with love, fill the day with love, end the day with love. This is the way to God, this is the way to God. Start the day, end the day, fill the day with love, end the day with love. This is the way to God, this is the way to God. Thank you, Jai Sai Ram.
Jagadishwari Jagajanani.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.